Sarah Pugh, neurotherapist, on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So today, we are talking about a very interesting subject. We're talking hypnosis. And Sarah Pugh, you are here and you know plenty about the subject. So hello, welcome.
Hello, hello Beth.
The last couple of shows, we have been talking brain. We've been talking neuroscience, neurology, and hypnosis, I presume, that goes alongside that.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a brain-based topic, but it's a little bit more of a mysterious, mystique topic rather than hardcore science. Because what we've been talking about so far is how the brain is the big boss, the gaffer, and it controls everything. And to have a healthy body and mind, you need a healthy brain. And hypnosis is actually a way to help make a better brain.
Are there different types of hypnosis that you do?
Oh, absolutely. There's clinical hypnosis, stage or performance hypnosis, artistic hypnosis, but also there's something else called erotic hypnosis, which we obviously can't talk about on the radio, but it's something that it exists. So in terms of what I do, stage hypnosis, everyone's heard of that. So that's where people are hypnotized to do silly, playful, ridiculous things with their imaginations. And I've got a show coming up on June the 4th in the Hull area. And I perform as a person called Carla Mystery. That's my stage name.
Oh,
and I also
nice
do,
name.
Yes. Yeah. I also do walkabout hypnosis, where that would be where I'd go around and people are milling around and I do some hypnosis on them. And I recently did an event in Bradford, a charity event called Cambodia Fest. And then as people got going, there were people having imaginary unicorn races in a pub, a girl who thought she was Queen Victoria and a whole load of other ridiculous things. So that's the more silly side of hypnosis. Artistic hypnosis, that's something that most people don't know very much about. So that's the expression of creativity or performance through hypnosis. And I'm currently working with a final year student in Sheffield University called Zoe Francis. And I hypnotise her and then she paints under hypnosis.
Wow.
And this is called, this is also called automatic drawing. And some different stages of our project will be available on my website soon. So people who are creative can see what this can do. Because, of course, you don't have to just do painting. You can do any performing art.
So with all that, all the different types of hypnosis, what is it? What is it that happens to somebody when they are hypnotised?
The way I describe it to people is I would say that hypnosis is a natural state and you enter trance-like states often during the day. So it's not an unfamiliar feeling for people. Also, hypnosis lies somewhere between the awake state and the sleep state. It's got characteristics of both of those levels of consciousness. And it's very similar to dreaming at night where all kinds of things can happen. And also, and this is the part where people get a little bit worried. This is the bit where people start to do things, because when people are hypnotized, they seem to have an irresistible urge to do what the hypnotist says, which can be something silly. But I also do clinical hypnosis where I help people with problems such as phobias or stopping smoking or losing weight, things like that. So it is useful to be able to help people do what you say.
What do you find that some people say is, I couldn't be hypnotised because I don't feel like I believe it. I don't feel like I could be susceptible, I think is the word people use.
Oh, right, okay,
so
yeah.
Could anybody be hypnotised?
Well, I suppose I think it's to do with on your way to sleep at night, you pass through a hypnotic-like state. So I often say if you can fall asleep, you can be hypnotised. Also, hypnosis is based on suggestion, and everybody is suggestible because otherwise we'd never learn anything. So I would say that everybody is hypnotizable, but some people are much more hypnotizable than others, and those are called somnambulists. And yes, I have often hypnotized people that have said, oh, this is all rubbish, I don't believe.
And what have those people said after they thought, oh, no, I can't be hypnotised, and you have successfully done it? What do they say?
Well, sometimes people don't remember. So that's why when I hypnotise people, I make them do things they wouldn't otherwise do just to prove to them that they were hypnotised.
If we've never been hypnotised, which I imagine most of us haven't, I know I definitely hasn't, what does it feel like when we're do you say under or
what the hypnotist does? It helps the person go into hypnosis. You can't put people under. So what does it feel like? Well, I suppose a byproduct of hypnosis is relaxation and pain reduction. And also, as I've said before, because you're focusing on one thing, people tend to feel less stressed and anxious because all the stuff going on in their daily life, they don't really think about. So that's something beneficial. But also, it's basically whatever the hypnotist tells them to feel. So I would do things where I would make people feel hot or cold, or lock their arm in place or stick their hand to a table.
Wow.
You can make invoke emotions like making people laugh. And I often do laughing like a pig because it's kind of entertaining. So it's not something they do normally. Also, you can make people forget things, like forget their names, forget the number three, forget where their mouth is. So that's very, very convincing for a person. So in a therapy session, I might do those things just to show people, you know, you really are in a different state.
I presume that's temporary.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes,
so we're not going to never be able to find our mouths again.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, no, absolutely, it's temporary. But then again, how does it feel? For people that are really good at hypnosis, they can have things like hallucinations where they can see fairies or dragons or the whole room being naked.
If people are out there thinking, I'd really like to get in touch, find out more about it, firstly, what's the most common reason that people come to you? I would guess it's sort of giving something up or helping with something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The most common thing are phobias, because you can get rid of a phobia with hypnosis in one session.
Really?
And then people come for weight management, performance enhancement quite often. That would be better public speaking, better performance in sport. And then obviously there are people that come for a session that just want to see what it's like to experience something unusual. So if anybody was interested, you can contact me on Twitter or visit my website, sarahpugh.leeds.co.uk. Drop me a message. I'll happily answer your questions. Also, I've got a mini session on my website. It's like a little audio for you to listen to, which is on relax, recharge and revitalize. And that will be available on my website. So it's free to download.
And what will happen if we'd feel more calm?
Yeah. It's one of those things, because obviously hypnosis, you can do it over Skype as well and phone, but it's much, much better in person.
And did you also say, are you doing some in Harrogate very soon?
Yes. I'm going to be doing some hypnosis in Harrogate as well. So that'll just be the walkabout hypnosis where people can try it. And also with lots of fairs and things coming up, I often do hypnosis there, where you have a little stand and people can try it and see what it's like and see how it feels and feel better at the end.
sarahpugh.leeds.co.uk if people want to come along and find out more information. And Sarah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Beth. Lovely to meet you.
Sarah Pugh, neurotherapist on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.